Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I always kind of understood what cool was, but now cool has a deep emotional connection for me in that you'll notice when I see a cool guy, a really cool guy, I want to go talk to them. I want to go meet them. I want to go see the living environments because they're cool.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Dr. After Dark. We love you. We love the calls. We love the emails. We appreciate it so much. Get the emails. Come in at drdrafterdark@gmail.com. And the phone. Love those phone calls. Love those questions. 818-253-1693. Keep them coming. And hey, man, me and the Booth Boys. Who knew this would be a new love fest, right? I can't hear you guys. There you are. We appreciate you guys. Dig the Booth Boys. I dig the Booth Boys. And we're going to do a couple more episodes with those guys and see if we can, what more we might be able to learn in those cool minds of theirs. Speaking of cool.
How are you using the word cool?
Well, let me explain. So I just had an interview with a college radio station. They were big YMH fans. And they used all the lingo, and I had to explain to the audience that they may not understand what jeans and mommies and RPC and all these things, and Fed smoker, all things that they fluently came out of their mouth as though the whole world should know what that is, which I found fascinating. But they asked me some question about cool guys, and I thought, and I explained the way I normally do, that I'm fascinated by people, and I love things that are different. But I thought, oh, that's right. Different is cool. And so different and cool. So cool became a new category in my mind as I understand it more clearly now. Let's put it that way. I always kind of understood what cool was, but now cool has a deep emotional connection for me in that you'll notice when I see a cool guy, a really cool guy, I want to go talk or gal. I want to go talk to them. I want to go meet them. I want to go see the living environments because they're cool.
Don't trust that instinct, Drew.
Oh no, it has never steered me wrong. I would not have the delight of breaking. Well, I didn't really break bread, but sharing time with the great RPC in his apartment had it not been for that impulse. And I want to go see the king, and I'm jealous that Christina got to see the king. You know, these are just things that are cool. Is different. Different is cool. That. Because when I was talking to the guys in the radio station, I was thinking, different is kind of pejorative, and I don't really use the word different. And I thought, oh, cool. Cool is the word. That's right. Then I thought, well, you guys will like this even better. Then I thought, oh, part of the reason I'm here is how differently Tom and I react to cool. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That the road to Dr. Drew After Dark was Tom's hilarity was my horror. You get it? If Tom's laughing his ass off, I'm either ashamed or horrified.
Right. That's usually the horrible or hilarious stuff.
Horrible or hilarious.
But, I mean, you've started laughing at some of those.
Well, how dare you? What are you implying? What are you implying?
I want to vote. You know, we're tainting.
This is the Booth Boys, plural. Is there anybody else in there who has a vote that I've been going down that path? Am I getting more...
I'm almost positive any would agree. Zella, do you agree?
Am I getting jeans-ish?
Yep, everyone in this booth that's a boy agrees that you're getting tainted.
I just think of cool, Drew. I just think of getting real cool is all like that.
I'm getting real cool. I'm going to write that down. Real cool. Because, as you know, I've many times remarked with mortification on what's happening to me because of this relationship. So here we are.
And then other times you say stuff like,
good morning, my dick.
You know?
Well, that was from 90 Day Fiancé, which Tom also dragged me into. You understand that maybe that's why things are going off the rail a little bit in my life. Maybe it's Tom. Maybe it is. Yeah. He doesn't have you guys on an earpiece or anything in there. I'm getting a little paranoid now. He's not like talking to you guys or something.
There's satellites constantly circling the studio.
I didn't hear that. What did he say?
Yeah, there's satellites constantly circling the studio.
Did Zolo say something? I didn't hear what he said.
I don't know. And he was just answering Tom, who was in his ear.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's at this point, we're just able to channel what is good for the show.
Good genes, good mommy, good Tom. Yeah, well, you guys have got it. And I guess I'm heading that direction, which is a good thing. I don't know. At least I retain my fascination and love for the human experience, and that the cool guys are just part of that. To cut them out from it, I think, is a huge mistake. I want to know cool guys. I want to understand them. You guys are just dolts. That's all. Come on now. You aren't into the real stuff. Well, let's get into it. Speaking of the real stuff. Again, go to store.ymhstudios.com to get the Rational Revolution Cup, which my wife is pushing out like crazy. And I want to tell you that the cup is doing well. I want to see that logo everywhere, that logo, me and Christina and our Rational Revolution coffee mug. Please do be a part of that. I think it will spur conversation. So at least people go, what's this? It looks like, is this some Russian propaganda? No, it's what's needed in the United States right now. A rational revolution, return to rationality, and appreciation for cool guy. That's part of the return to rationality. It's an inclusive experience. We don't want to exclude cool guys. I want cool guys in. God, too bad Fed Smoker passed away. I would go track him down.
Oh, don't worry. We have an endless supply of Fed Smoker videos.
Oh, today? More Fed Smoker?
We do have a video for you today.
Where is it coming from?
Well, you know, when he, I think he's been on YouTube since YouTube came out.
Oh, no kidding.
Because he has like 50 different YouTube accounts that are just spread throughout all over YouTube. So every now and then someone finds one of his new channels and then sends us some stuff.
How come you can't find that? You know what I mean? How come you just can't Google? Is he going under different names and things?
Why can't you just Google Fed Smoker? Well, because like some of them just are numbers for like the channel.
I see.
It's
he had to hide from the sheriffs and the law enforcement guys.
Yeah, just like he's hard to track in person, he's hard to track on YouTube.
As long as we're talking about it, let's get right to it. Let's get a little Fed Smoker in here. Clear the palate.
Come on, Johnny. Yeah, I got John Kavanaugh's news press conference sign up over in Council Bluffs. Is he available right now?
No, he's not.
Is he going to be available for a news conference today?
No, he's not.
When do you think he might be available for one?
Not for a while.
How long's a while? How long's a while?
Mr. Peterson.
That's a while ago, and you still see all that meth stuff. He's grinding his teeth and the paranoia and the grandiosity.
He's taking care of his
craziness.
Facial hair. That's kind of cool.
He has not been feathering it quite as much, you can tell.
But here's the fun part about this first clip, is that he thinks he's calling the FBI, and the FBI at the end of the clip was like, Mr. Peterson, like they are able.
They know him.
They know him by voice.
Wow. You wonder why they didn't get him some help, right? When he didn't just go, can you send somebody out there that knows how to deal with meth addicts? All right.
Well, no, there's more to this.
Because they get a lot of stuff. The FBI and the organizations like that get a ton of this stuff, a ton. People, when they go into manic states or when they get to meth psychosis, both go towards FBI, CIA. Good friend of mine is now a recovering bipolar patient, did that, was disabled on the street, but kept going to the FBI to tell them that he had some special insight into what was going on. And they believe it. They really believe it. Wow. But here we go, Fed Smoker.
Yeah, well, this definitely starts taking a turn in a clip or two.
Of course, it's Fed Smoker.
Well, I'm going to be here with this sign for a while, like a year or two if I got to. When's Johnny going to come talk about you guys covering up the kidnapping scene over in Hall County when I took the chief of police down? Tell Johnny, boy, we got to talk. Okay? You there? Or'd you bail, FBI? You probably bailed.
Johnny boy, we got to talk. I love that. I love it. And he's talking to a dead phone line. It's fantastic. Does it keep going?
He sure does.
Let's do it.
Aren't you supposed to say FBI when you answer the phone,
no,
woman?
This is the FBI.
Oh, this is the FBI.
No, this is the
mortician. Oh, no. You subliminally threatening me, you fucking cunt? Huh, bitch? Tell Johnny boy that's against the law, you rotten slut.
Wow.
Threatening to be a mortician now, huh? American's gonna love ya.
I hope she puts him on speaker for other people to hear the glory.
Some tells me everyone at the mortician's office knows all about
he
Mr.
calls
Peterson.
The mortician's office thinking he's calling the FBI. That is something else.
You gonna come kill me, bitch? Is that what you wanna do? You're on record and you're on film.
Really?
You just threatened that you're the mortician? You're going to kill me, cunt? Is that what you're going to do? This is for News 5 and Omaha World Herald, mortician. Where's Johnny at? The mortician, Americans.
You know what's interesting about this is that it's a little more elaborate and less disorganized than it becomes later, right?
Right.
There's a little bit of a... And even angrier than before, which is kind of interesting too. You would think the anger would get worse. But this is now, you know, you're threatening to kill me by right. saying I'm a mortician.
Like he's able to let things go in the later on videos, but this is just...
Well, they go later because he's so disorganized, he can't... it doesn't stick. He just... This has a plot to it. Right, there's much more plot in this one.
Yeah, well, here's the end of this plot.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hello, did you just threaten you were the mortician when I called the FBI, you rotten pig? You don't tell me you're a fucking mortician, slut. You don't kill nobody in America. You got that, FBI? You ain't no fucking killer. You got it, bitch. You work for the government, you fucking cunt. You ain't no fucking mortician, bitch.
Yeah.
You got that?
Oh, yeah, you know, with your clothes, with my teeth, I want to talk to you, so man.
Wow. Have Tom and Christina seen this? I mean, they must have, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what did they make of it?
It's just nice to see all the different shades of Fed Smoker, you know? This is like a new, we're peeling back layers over here.
Well, it just sort of warms your heart. It's like a visit with a relative or something, right?
Yeah, it's like, it feels like Christmas.
It reminds me of, on TikTok, they have these things, I think it's TikTok, going around, maybe it's Instagram, where people's pictures are brought to life. Have you seen that?
No, I only watch TikTok through Christina's curations.
Right, which is constantly.
And
so, but they have these things where the old pictures, they animate them essentially. So they look like the person looking at you. And they bring Abraham Lincoln to light and stuff. And that's what I feel like this is, bringing Fed Smoker back to life and spending a little time with us. It's nice. It's nice. I wonder, oh man, here's my quest, everybody. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Somebody find me a Fed Smoker video before he developed his meth habit. Let's find out who Fed Smoker really is. Like, who was he before the psychosis kicked in? It'd be very interesting to see. It's kind of like looking after, what was the pig guy, Norman?
Yep.
Remember, we wanted to know what Norman's life was, and we all figured he was an accountant or something, and it turned out he was like a bank loan officer.
He was like a real estate.
Yeah, like he had a real life, but it's almost... it's just interesting how sort of, well, oftentimes the life that somebody like Fed Smoker is leading is pretty kind of mundane, and that's why the meth is necessary to get things going, and then the grandiose fantasies are much more appealing than the real life. So he's going to go save us from the FBI mortician. So thank you, Fed Smoker. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank God he's on our side, huh?
Thank God he is. Let's hear a voice message.
Hey, Dr. Drew, this is Brendan. I have a question for you. I have a lump on my left breast. It's probably about the size, not quite the size of a dime. Mm. It's in between my armpit and my left areola. Mm. And I wondered what the likelihood of it being male breast cancer. I have breast cancer on the mom's side. My mom had it, her aunt had it, and a few others. I just wanted to see. Let me know what you think. I'm coming up in May.
Thank you, Brendan. I like his calm demeanor. I dig that. Brendan, it's because you're not used to feeling tumors, I'm guessing this is a smooth, soft tumor, and it's called a lipoma in that case. It's just fatty tissue. However, given your family history, I categorically urge you to have a doctor feel this thing to see if there's anything about it that feels problematic. In women, up in here, and breast cancers can be a problem up here. In men, they more typically develop behind the nipple, which is where your only breast tissue, actual breast tissue is. Rest of this is essentially muscle and fat. It's the tumor develops in the glandular material of the breast, typically in the male. But with that family history, you want to be sure of that. So that's good. Now, men can also get swelling behind the breast as part of early adolescence. When you're first developing, like around age 13, you actually have more estrogen than testosterone being produced by your body. And so some males get the development of small buds behind their breast and enlargement of the areola. Speaking of bud, cannabis can make that happen too. So it's something that, you know, it can happen. It's something to watch out for. It typically doesn't happen in adult males, but it can happen in the adolescent males more so.
Is that something that's able to be reversed if a male is seeing that they're developing breasts?
Is there something going on, Nadav, you want to share with me?
No, I have.
Sure. No. Yeah. Well, adipose tissue also creates a ton of estrogen. And so sometimes if you're morbidly obese, there can be breast development from that too. But it usually, in men, once it kind of develops, they often have to take it out sort of surgically to get to get the cosmetic response people want.
So in the famous words of Dr. Drew, that's a surgery.
Not a surgery the way the guy being run into by the car in the mechanic's garage. It's more a surgery in the sense that...
It's cosmetic.
You got some bags under your eyes. It's a pretty easy thing. Why not get it taken care of? Okay, here's a really interesting email. Ready? Here we go, gentlemen. Oh, the booth boys need to come in on this one. I am a 34-year-old male. If I'm home alone and my girlfriend isn't there, I need to come 5 times just to get my day started.
To get it started?
5 times in the morning. And this must happen pretty quickly because he gets his day going that way. It's like taking vitamins for him. This morning we had sex. We both came 5 times. In all my past sexual relationships, I didn't consider it a complete session unless we both came 5 to 6 times. Throughout the duration of my sexual encounter, I can stay hard and come every single time. My girlfriend informed me that is not the norm. Thank you, girlfriend. Thank you for standing up for the rest of us. I asked my nurse friend about this. This is a great email. And he said, I might have a neurological issue like a tumor. Is this something I should be worried about? You bet I'll be coming up in May. And he spelled coming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, he'll be coming 5 times.
He'll be coming up many times in May. So, gentlemen, just 5 times to get a day started. What do we got? 3 of you in the booth now?
Yeah.
Out of 3 young males, does that sound disproportionate to your own experience?
I would say best case scenario, maybe to end a day, but even then, that's like you're setting records.
Nadav, to end a day 5 times.
No. I'm saying worst case, best case scenario.
I understand you're going for a personal record, but still, 5 times the end of the day. Anybody else, gentlemen? Yeah, that's pretty good. And morbidly obese. And that's obviously not affecting the wind and the sail of the Nadavsker.
Yeah, look, it's happened. You know, I've set that record maybe once, maybe twice solo with the partner.
Did you have to take a week off afterwards or anything?
I couldn't touch myself for a few days.
I mean actually leave work for a week after that.
Oh, no, I didn't call in sick after that.
So, okay. So there's the Dov coming in at a pretty good... Were you 17 at the time, or was this in recent history?
I'd say this is within the last year or two.
Oh, my God, the Dov. Full respect, man. Full respect. Ladies, consider that. Consider that. All right. Next.
You mean... all right. Anyway.
Whoever's stepping up. The Dov courageously stepped up.
No, I'm not much for... multiple at the same time.
I put it
all into one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I need that one powerful.
Yes.
And then it's done. And
yes. Yes. I understand. And then how long before we can have another one?
I mean, it depends what's coming at me. You know, if it's a.
So in other words, if you could change up and have something really hot, just alternate, you'll be good to go again pretty quick.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys a famous story.
How good
story.
Is she at what she's doing? You know what I'm saying?
I have a story to tell you. I can't believe I haven't told you this story, but I know I have not because I haven't told it in a long time. So, this is so good. Gentlemen, listen carefully. So, at the turn of the 20th century, Calvin Coolidge was the president of the United States. And at the time, the federal government maintained farms, actual animal farms where animals were raised. And once a year, the president would go do a tour of the farm with his wife. And this year, it was time for President Coolidge, Amherst College graduate, President Coolidge to do the tour of the farms. And he came with his wife. And she went with her entourage one direction. And he went with his entourage another direction and toured the farm. When Mrs. Coolidge got to the chicken coop, the farmer held up his prize rooster and he said, Mrs. First Lady, Mrs. Coolidge, I want to introduce you to this prize rooster we have. Amazing thing about this rooster, Miss Coolidge, is he is able to copulate over 100 times a day. This rooster can produce eggs at an extraordinary rate, 100 copulations a day. And at that point, he put the rooster down, and the first lady said, Please point that out to Mr. Coolidge when he comes around. Will you mind? Will you mind? So now she goes on, and now comes time the president moves into the chicken area. And now the farmer, who was so proud and outspoken about his rooster, he's a little more demure, and he's kind of embarrassed. And he goes, Mr. President, the first lady asked me to point out this rooster to you. And the reason she wanted me to point this rooster out to you is he is our prize rooster, and he can copulate over 100 times a day. And the first lady wanted me to sure to point that out to you. At which point the president of the United States said, with the same chicken. Annie, that's for you, man. Annie, different chickens, right? Different chickens.
It's not going to work the same every time.
Different
you
chickens.
You got to try something else.
Which is a feature of birds and mammals that novelty reproduce. It's part of our reproductive strategy. It's how we come to create the genetic diversity. And Annie, thank you for contributing to that.
You're welcome.
Yes, and he's a hero. So does it impress you at all that old Nadofsir is good for five a day at the end of a day even?
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. I don't get that. My dick would be, it'd be broken.
Be raw, me. Yeah. You'd be hurt done. Yourself. Yeah,
I'm not touching that
so,
for weeks.
So now I'm wondering, now what I'm hearing is that it takes a little work and time to get that one good one, right? It's not instant.
No, I mean, I make it last. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't. Either, Drew. It takes me a while, also.
But I'm guessing it's shorter than any. I'm guessing. Probably. Just because any would lose interest. It would take too damn long. You'd have to go eat or something, right? It'd take too long.
No,
I'm just saying. So you're a bit. This is actually an important topic we never talk about, guys. We can't do it with Christina around here. This is man to man stuff, right? So we're talking about is duration. How long you last? Yep. Which is for some people an issue. A lot of people, I'm surprised we don't get more calls about that. And please do call. We can talk about it. But for some, duration is a problem because it's too long. And that's our buddy Josh, right? Yeah. Potter.
Right. Yeah.
Potter, too long. Annie, it sounds like you're a bit of a ninja. Like you can kind of control it a little bit.
I mean, it's not that I personally can't control. It's just that I like to. Like I like the challenge of it. And I have like too many kinks to name, so it's like it's too easy to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's too easy.
Hold on, you can't let that just fall on the floor without me asking some questions.
I told you the last time we can't do this, but I'm just saying that
too
it's
too many kinks to name.
Yeah.
Woo, so let's like, just call any too many kinks. TMK, man. TMK.
Sick.
Too many kinks. So if the kinks kick in, then it's fast.
Well, I'm just saying that there's so many things that she has to work with where it's not like she has to. I feel like, I mean, I don't know with other dudes. I feel like other dudes, you got like 3-4 things that you really,
yeah.
If you do those things.
No, that's
things,
right. That's exactly right. The men, this is another important point. Have we not talked about this? Christina, I blame her. So men tend to have like their zone, right? And we have like, we have the position we like. We just have like. We like hot fudge and some whipped cream and a cherry, and that's our thing, and that's it. We don't like a lot of variation on the theme, though we'll cooperate with variation. We have our optimum zone. And for some guys, that zone includes a few little kinks of one sort or another. And in Annie's case, a lot of kinks of one sort or another that he will not tell us about, but one day maybe he'll be comfortable doing so. Am I onto it there? Is that about right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I'm not exactly.
So it's a good thing.
I like the hot fudge and the cherries, but I mean, you bring bananas. I'm like, whoa, I never tried bananas before.
Yeah.
You're
putting stuff on that Sunday that I never even thought of. You're putting okra on there and things. So I'm checking it out.
I'm putting some fucking cornflakes on it, baby.
Yeah, cornflakes. All right. Man, I like working with you guys. This is something. So you're not going to tell us the kink. I get it. But the point is that because there are all these different things that you can focus on, you can also focus on things that allow you to last, right? Is that about right?
Because I could focus. Correct. Yeah.
In other words, you can
exactly.
Look away from the kinks and things, and you know what those things are. And if you know it's time, you can go to your go-to. Now, Nadav, yes. you see how that works? That's a little different than what you're talking about. You probably go right to your go-to each time.
No, Drew. I'm all about my partner and what.
No. I mean these end-of-day stuff you're doing.
Look, man, I'm not doing five at the end of each day. I'm saying I could.
I'm just talking about your personal best.
No, that's all. But the guy.
I like the way you're all outraged about this. We're just having a conversation, dude.
You have me flustered. By the way, you're like, hey, Nadav comes five times, between 5 and 6 p.m.
And, well, no, on your personal best, I understand. We're just learning about functioning and how your functioning goes. Look, Zolo's been silent. Don't think I'm not going after him. There's something going on there. There's just quiet. That's meaningful too, guys. Be careful when you're completely silent around me.
But yeah, but look, it's you know, it's we figure out what's going on and then we kind of take it from there. And it's not like I'm going into it like, oh, we're going five times.
No. I'm not. You're going off in a totally different direction.
You're right. I'm taking this really personally.
Yeah. What I'm talking about is the range of male functioning, because men have lots of questions about. This is why I'm going down this path, gentlemen. Think about the predominant questions we get here from men, which is essentially, am I normal? That's what men worry about. True. Am I normal? This guy with the five time a day thinks he may have a brain tumor. And he might. He might. That's one of the considerations here. He might. I really didn't answer his question yet. And that is that there are tumors that cause something called, associated with one of the classic things, is called Kluver-Busey syndrome. Look up Kluver-Busey. And it has nothing to do with my buddy Gary. Kluver-Busey. And he also could be hypomanic. That's not the way. Yeah, there you go. Kluver-Busey, a rare behavioral impairment characterized by inappropriate sexual behaviors and mouthing of objects. I don't know what that is. Diminished ability to visually recognize objects, loss of fear, blah, blah, blah. It's the classic thing that was in monkeys where they became hypersexual. It's essentially a lesion in a certain part of the brain. And you can become hypersexual when there's certain parts and lesions. What's interesting, though, is that he's able to produce semen each time, it sounds like. And that suggests that's a more, I don't want to say normal, but that's more his biology is operating. The tumor is not going to do so much of that as make you just hypersexual all the time.
So if he was shooting blanks?
Exactly. Or not having an orgasm or something like that. But again, there are different tumors, different things can cause different phenomena. Manias, being hypomanic can make people hypersexual. So he asks, is anybody bipolar disorder in the family? Or it's just him and it's just okay. And that's kind of the road I was going down with you guys, is to talk about the range of experiences. Now we must hear from Zolo because he's been so damn silent in there. Where do you fall on the spectrum, my friend? Hold on.
It's kind of a weird setup, man. We got to bring people around to the mic to get them. To
all right. Well, I hate to put you guys out. We're doing a show here. It's all right. I feel like Fed Smoker. All right. You're gonna do what I tell you.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, this guy says he's starting his day with five times. Yeah. I definitely think my day would be over if I did it that much.
Maybe two or three times your day would be over, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Sort of more normal spectrum, and even that would be, you know, a commitment to do two or three, right?
Oh yeah, big time.
And that's normal too. Joel, let me ask something.
Sure.
Did you ever imagine you'd be in a room with those guys having conversations like this? I mean, when you thought about your life going forward, was this part of it?
I sure didn't.
No, yeah, you didn't. How old are you now?
21.
21. It seems illegal what these guys are doing to you. It really seems like there should be some legal action you could take.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We might be bordering on a couple things.
Yeah. I think I'd start taking notes and maybe even some videos of these guys. You be our own very Fed Smoker here. Are you okay? Are they treating you all right?
I think I'm doing all right.
I'm just talking to Zola. Good. You're good.
I think I'm doing okay.
Good. And next time, you know, you're always there and kind at the front door when I walk in. Next time, if it's really an issue, just blink three times slow and three times fast. Okay. Just keep doing it. Three times slow, three times fast. And I'll know it's time.
Will do.
We'll bring the extraction squad in here.
Well, let me ask you something.
Oh, well, okay, Mr. 21-year-old, ask me something.
For a developing brain,
yes.
Like, the male brain is still developing for a few more years.
Yes, sir. Wait, hold on a second. That is directed, that's an attack, and it should be, on the other two gentlemen in the booth with you. You see, you're affecting the development of this young brain. Do you understand me? Oh, look, they're guilty.
That's what I was going to ask you.
They're guilty.
What do you think could come from like the kind of videos I've been exposed to while working here?
Great question. It depends on your pre-morbid condition, as we say. In other words, if you've not had a lot of trauma and you can regulate your emotions, this doesn't have to have a deleterious effect. It might have a deleterious, so it won't have a deleterious effect necessarily emotionally to you. I get a little PTSD because I've had a little trauma in my childhood and stuff, and I see this stuff and it bugs me a little bit. But I'm also like an ambulance driver in the sense that I have something to offer. I can stay focused on that and just try to make something good out of it. But as a young developing brain, if you feel like you're regulated, and the thing I worry about is not your brain, but your soul, your eternal soul.
Gotcha.
You understand that it may have other effects on you, like it may desensitize you to things, and it may.
I think we already crossed that off.
Your eternal soul. So you may want to, I don't know if you're Catholic or something, but you may want to kind of lean on confession or something to try to get redemption out of this.
I'll go to church.
I think it might help. but it is important, let me put it this way, that you have lots of good relationships outside of this booth. You know what I'm saying? So you can integrate these things you're being exposed to here with the outside world and real. You understand? Cool world is not all real.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Great.
21, gentlemen. Don't you feel guilty? Don't you feel bad? You don't feel bad? I can hear him through the room. You guys couldn't hear this through the wall. I don't feel bad at all. So what Zolo is pointing at, though, is actually something very important, which is that the developing brain, particularly in the male, the prefrontal cortex, the part that's associated with executive judgment and being able to choose subdominant impulses and regulate and interpret, that thing keeps going until about age 28, keeps growing and developing. But the good news is it will keep growing and developing almost no matter what you're exposed to. What I worry about is what you would sort of consider normative or what you'd be desensitized to. And that's why I have a solution to this.
Ooh, what's the solution?
Zolo needs to accompany me on some of these home visits so he can make these people into real humans and understand who they are and what their whole thing is and have a fuller appreciation of what's going on here.
You think him meeting these lunatics is going to be good
My
for
fear
him?
Is he will become Tom. That's my fear.
That's not so bad.
It depends on what scale we're talking about. But if he starts thinking cool guys are strictly hilarious, now you've hurt him, I think.
Look,
they
man,
can be hilarious and be people, right? It's possible to have both.
I'll have you know, I think Zolo's soul is still intact. You know, me and him both go through the gauntlet for every YMH Live. It is still very difficult to put together every heavy section. So there's still a soul somewhere in there.
I'm not quite sure what to make of that.
What part is confusing you?
That it's heavy for you to put it together. That you have difficulty watching some of these videos.
Yeah. Yeah, look, man, I have a soul. Look, the septic tank.
I kind of feel like I'm talking to my drug addict patients.
The septic tank video made me throw up while prepping it like 2 years ago. Like,
oh, well, good. You can appreciate stool.
All of our thresholds are constantly getting pushed and constantly moved up further on the road.
You know what? You made me think of something interesting, too, which is that these thresholds for internet videos, while it's so interesting, while they, as you're saying, you become more tolerant of some of the material, mm-hmm. you also need more arousing, you seek more arousing stuff, right? At the same time. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, like,
quite an interesting algorithm, folks.
I remember the first time Tom made me watch Pig Norman Summerton's poutine.
I almost
threw up.
I actually had forgotten about that. See, my brain works to push stuff out. As you get older, it's easier to do that, yeah. Where is Norman? I miss Norman. I feel bad for Norman.
No, yeah. I think Norman got a little secluded during COVID, but it seems like he's starting to come out of his shell.
Oh, do you have any Norman stuff?
No, just like he's back to posting some stuff. And
oh, is he having fun?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like he's having the same amount of fun as he did before. He's just looking for some pigs to suck or
cool
something.
Cool as ever. See, I heard he had abandoned the whole thing. It was shameful, and that made me feel bad for him.
No, yeah, that's when we were talking to his tattoo artist. He said that he kind of cycles back and forth between he's all into the Dom stuff, and then now he's feeling shame. He's becoming religious, and like it kind of flips.
That didn't last.
Right.
You let something drop here that caught my fancy. we were talking to his tattoo artist. How did that happen?
Oh, well, I mean, that's kind of like how that's been our line to him is because remember when he got pig tattooed on his forehead?
Yes. Oh, yes.
We somehow got connected with his tattoo artist. Happened?
That's incredible.
And now like they're friends. Like if I want an update on how he's doing, if it's like, hey, I haven't seen anything posted in a while. Is everything okay?
Where
like,
are they? Where is the whole, where is the tattoo parlor? It's we need to make visits. In Canada,
no, yeah. If actually, he's a really great tattoo artist. If
I see that. I've seen his work.
Yeah, it's Diniero on Instagram. Diniero.
Well, there's another guy I'd like to interview. Right?
Sure.
Let me do a little IUD talk here. IUD versus copper IUD. I'm considering an IUD as birth control. Excellent. I already have a decrease in my sex drive since having a baby. Interesting. Oh, this would be such a good voice message if we should only called in. I'm worried that the IUD will make it worse. You've mentioned the effect of progesterone can have on one's libido. Should I opt for the copper IUD instead? Excellent choice. Some women get a little irritated from that copper IUD, but I think it's an excellent choice. And even more so, you might want to talk to your doctor about other hormones you can take to try to kickstart your libido, unless you're breastfeeding. If you're breastfeeding, that will shut down. That's God's way of making sure we don't have one baby on top of the other. Breastfeeding kind of shuts everything down, which is fine. And your husband will be fine. He can control himself for a little while. He can be like, I come a lot, man, and do his own thing. But yeah, important. You find a birth control that's effective. You are obviously sensitive to hormones. The fact that your hair are shut down sexually after having had a baby, which is very common. In addition, even if you're not breastfeeding after a baby, again, low libido for a year afterwards, very common. But if it's been a year or more, you might want to really look into, talk to your doctor about maybe even just getting on a birth control pill for a little while can kickstart things. Provided that it's not a progesterone dominant birth control pill, as you're pointing out. And you're right that a progesterone impregnated IUD like Mirena could have systemic effects. They claim it doesn't, but I've seen where it does a lot. Let's do another voice message.
Actually, I was able to find the update on Pig Norman Somerton for you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, my goodness. This has been a great day so far. Save Zolo.
Hello everybody. Oh. It's Pig Norman Somerton. The pig is looking for a steady source of pig cum to fill his pork belly. If you're interested, direct message me. Pig will not disappoint you. We will have fun together. Yes, that pig mouth waits for you. Your cock stuffed deep down my snout.
Ooh, that's not your snout.
So please, reach out. Don't be a stranger. Let me give you a good blowjob. Bye-bye from Pig Norman Somerton. Bye-bye.
So much in this video. So much.
Pretty cool.
Well, something I never realized about Norman, but I should have expected, he has the TikTok eye. He has the obligatory cool guy eye. Even right, his teeth are good, but he's got the TikTok eye. See that right eye drifting off?
Yeah, but I mean, he's got glasses on, so he's taking care of it. I mean, this just, I feel like that's just a genetic thing, right?
Yes, but it's a requirement if you're on TikTok and a cool guy with good teeth.
Oh, he's not posting these on TikTok.
I'm just saying, he's a cool guy. I wasn't sure he's a cool guy, now I'm sure. And then I had an image in my own screwed up head here that anybody to whom he was giving a blowjob would have to look down on that pig. Don't leave him up there. Would have to look down on that pig tattoo, which seems unappealing. Look at that. That's what you'd be looking at with Porky Pig there, with the word pig and sort of.
I mean, sure, if you don't like pigs, maybe it's unappealing.
Whew.
But if you like little cum pigs, then, you know, that's exactly
what
you want.
And then the whole, he reminds me of a lot. It's kind of interesting. These older gentlemen that have this proclivity, he reminds me of the Ed Asner dude, right? Does he kind of feel the same? And again,
your cock stuffed deep down my snout.
Yeah, it seems like Ed Asner. I'm worshiping Svenchwalker again, but not because I'm angry, because I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, but I think Norm probably has more fun.
Norm, and he is so delighted. That's the other thing I want to say. The smile he has as he's concluding the video, he is truly delighted with himself. So I hope it makes Norm happy. When I watch Ed Asner, are we calling that Ed Asner now? Is that what we call it?
Yeah.
Is no one anyone trying to sue you for that or anything? Or
not yet.
Okay. So when I watch Ed Asner and when I watch Norm, I feel sad. And that's a common thing when I watch cool guy videos, to be fair.
But why? I mean, they're doing things that they want to do.
No, I know. And I can't quite put my finger on it. That's why I bring it up. I don't know. I'm wondering if anybody else feels that way. Please email me what the sadness is about. If you see sadness, they seem, you know what it is? Let me put my piece in there. They seem alone and lonely and not desperate. They're not desperate. They're just like an empty, lonely thing occurs to me when I think about what they're doing. And I don't think the cum's going to fill it. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of sad to me.
Give you a good blowjob.
I hope it works for him. I hope it does. I really do. 21-year-old female and a white question. It's been a white show today. This is the white show, gentlemen. I've been with two separate guys recently. I've made each of them come twice in a row, like without skipping a beat. I was wondering how common it is for men to ejaculate twice in a row, back to back like that in one session, or maybe if I just have a bomb ass pussy. Okay, let's do a little poll. And piss on me, beat me. Thank you, Allie. So what do you think that is? Two guys, twice in a row. She's 21. What I'm looking for, gentlemen, is we kind of have to straighten women out a little bit.
What was it? Two guys, twice in a row, what?
But she says, is it because I have a bomb-ass pussy? And I want to ask you guys, is that why these guys would be coming twice in a row? That they'd be so into her?
Well, if they came twice in a row, I mean, it's... I guess she's developed a perfect storm that's not so hard to
conjure up. You're getting anybody understand my question? Anybody get my question? Any, do you get what I'm getting at here? Is that what would make a guy be this turned on by her? And she thinks it's her vagina. Would you like to straighten her out?
There's only one way to find out, baby.
Both you guys have a white cloud around you. That's the problem. You're white blind. So stay with me, Annie. So what I'm saying is I think women sometimes think that it's necessarily the feeling of the intercourse that gets men so into it. And that therefore the vagina is somehow the issue. Is there that much difference amongst vaginas?
Is there that much difference?
Amongst vaginas?
No. The looks, but
I understand,
not the
but in terms of, yeah, there's no difference, right? So if the guys are having a different experience, they're super turned on, what must that be?
It's probably something she did before.
Something she did or something she looks like?
It could be something she looks like. I'm going to say whatever checkboxes he needed filled.
Right, but it's two guys in a row.
I mean... I guess, yeah, maybe she's hot as shit. Yeah,
right, it's either something she's doing that turns these guys on that's sort of a sexual nature. What kind of, give her an example, Annie.
What do you mean?
Well, you have unlimited kinks, so maybe I thought maybe you might want to throw something out there that what might be one of those things that, you know, gets a guy going like that.
I can't go there,
well,
chief.
Okay, well, sometimes it's just, okay, so let's go together. So sometimes it's just, sometimes it's just position, right? Sometimes some guys are just into certain positions and maybe she came upon that guy or those guys, or sometimes it's certain, you know, rhythm or something. But it's, the point is it's not the vagina. Vaginas all feel the same, correct? Anybody?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. They feel the same.
And I think, unfortunately, Cardi B perpetuated a little bit this stuff because she kept talking about how great that part was. And I'm like, he's into the overall situation here, not just that. Right? Wouldn't that be a way to assess it?
Yeah. But it's the whole picture.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
She's doing.
Right.
Probably down to do whatever he specifically asked
which
her
is
to
another
do,
thing.
Which is a lot of girls don't do.
Take notes. That's the anything. He's got unlimited supply of kink. So it's a lot to choose from. So, giant shit post car crash. I was in a head-on accident, which broke my hip, shattered my sacrum, blah, blah, blah. He got sick, hematoma in the intestines, and nick in my mesenteric artery. Oh, boy. Healed up. I'm walking, overall healthy, but now when I paint the bowl, it's almost always a massive brown load. I stack up out of the water at least 5 times a week. Any out of the water? Is that a good way to measure load?
Yeah, if it doesn't flush, then you did a good job.
All right, excellent. If it doesn't flush,
you need to go get the plunger. Yes.
That's the Annie effect. Is this a side effect of any of the injuries, or am I just trying to get on Annie's level? Well, you were on Annie's level, but just sort of.
Excuse me. Not even close.
You're on your way.
Chief.
So I underestimate the prowess of the Annie bowl experience. Anyway, piss on me, beat me. You bet I'm coming up in May. So here's the deal. You were on opiates for an extended period of time, for sure. And opiates will completely clog up your intestines. And you'd be surprised how much can get stuck up there. Plus, with the hematoma and whatnot, that further decreases your bowel's ability to get things through. So I'm betting you had, you know, whatever time, and plus you were in bed with these are bedridden injuries. So whatever that period of time was is probably the amount of time that you were accumulating. Just think how much stuff accumulated, and you got to get that through. You might want to maybe get it, you know, sort of all done at once at some point here. Like maybe take some magnesium citrate or milk of magnesia or something. Talk to your doctor about that. I don't want to overstress your system. So, all right, there's a lot of cool stuff up there. I have a couple of things. What's the matter?
No. Yeah, it's yeah. What cool stuff are?
Well, I'm seeing. I want to do some TikToks just because I need them. I need some TikToks. So let's just do that first.
Sure.
Boomer got the vax.
What?
Boomer's got the vax.
Boomer's got the vax. Boomer's got the vax?
Well, Boomer's got the vaccine, but I don't know who Boomer is.
I don't either.
Are y'all not Boomers?
Oh, baby Boomers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's a little slow this morning. Oh, no.
Mick is not a baby Boomer. Bob and I are baby Boomers.
No, I'm a baby Boomer. Anybody born from 1946 to 1965... is a baby boomer.
Boom.
No. Like this guy's upset about it. Yes, sir. Your gentleman friend there is correct. It is deeply troubling to see boomers deteriorate. I got to tell you, these were the cool guys of their day.
Yeah, this is an account that Christina's falling in love with called Old Gays on TikTok, where guys just asking these old gay guys certain stuff.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Because you know, these were the, well, you know what, RPC is one of these guys, right? You know, he was the guy
at
the
old gay.
Well, not so much. Is RPC gay? I guess he is, but
no, he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's right. But I think of him more as his, cross-dressing self at the, cross-dressing shows and stuff. I mean, here's why it makes me sad. I mean, imagine RPC in his day cross-dressing and going down to Coney Island and just having a cool time. I don't know. I bet these guys were once interesting, cool guys. But let's keep going. Any more of those? Any more of those guys?
I don't know where next in the batch. It's somewhere in the batch.
All right, so keep going. I need a couple more.
Uh-oh. Hey, man.
Got the cool guy eye.
If I met a
TikTok eye,
I'd love to give that person a handshake and God bless them no matter what. Am I right or wrong? Can you help?
Yes. I'm fully with this guy. Does he have a name?
I don't know.
I love this guy. But he's cool. Look at that eye. He's got the TikTok eye right there.
And he just, like, if he met a foreign person, he would love to give them a hug.
Ugh. See, I see lots of TikToks without that eye. So I'm wondering if that eye is the Christina eye in reality, that she seeks people with that quality, and it ends up being represented as the eye. And to be fair, she couldn't tolerate. Well, this guy's got the teeth, too. This guy's got cool guy teeth, doesn't he?
Does he have cool guy teeth?
Yeah, take a look again. Yeah, he's got cool guy teeth.
Yeah, he nailed that.
Yeah, he's got cool guy teeth and cool guy eyes. So this guy's a double winner.
Yeah, and a cool guy cigarette indoors.
All right, let's do another one. These are good. Uh-oh.
Okay, this is what the night looks like. Found a bullfrog, bunch of crawfish, fish.
Jeez, tadpoles. Jeez.
Row.
That's the nightly take. Good for him.
Yeah, he's just finding these things in the local river.
I dig it. Keep going. I'm liking these guys.
You're not the first who would have asked me, but you are the first that I will deny.
What's wrong with Christina P?
So the text says, can you sleep with my wife?
I know.
And this guy is like, nope.
Yeah, not. I'll enjoy denying you that privilege.
How many people do you think are hitting this this Satanist up and asking him to fuck their wife?
Oh, is that what he is, a Satanist?
Yeah, look at this pentagram on his neck.
Hold on, though.
Wait a minute, I can't see it.
Hold on, though.
You don't see it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe the camera is up.
Oh, it's. I see it now. Yeah, it's the camera's in front of it. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, so, but he said this isn't the first time
Yeah, is when you, all you got, he, and he, see, what you got to do is you got to put a pentagram on and start to look like a devil worshiper, right? Get a little wild look in your eye, and people will start asking you to sleep with their wife.
Yeah, but he said, this is the first time that I will deny you, meaning that he's
done it before.
Meaning that people fuck his wife. So he's a cuck?
No, meaning that he fucks their wife.
Yes.
Can you sleep with my wife? Yeah. Read that totally wrong.
That's my bad. That's going, he wants the devil dude to do his thing. Oh my God. Now, here's the interesting thing. Not interested in those guys. Neither him nor the people asking him. See, this is where my sensibilities go. You know, I always want to go visit cool guys. The guy with the teeth and the eye, I'm much more likely to want to talk to.
You don't want
to
visit this guy?
No. I want to talk to the guy with the teeth and the eye. I want to go visit him. I want to see what he's all about. I want to give him a hug. This guy whoever is coming after him, no judgment. I just have no interest. Zero interest.
Because it's like aggressive or it's standoffish. Like it's not, it doesn't feel fun in nature.
Yeah.
It feels like this is just a back and forth of people getting fucked with, and that feels less fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a specific acting out of a specific kind of stuff that ends up in a specifically bad place. And so I don't want to participate with that. I know it doesn't go well. Maybe that's the thing. And it's not, maybe if I just saw, if you come up with any videos with this guy, maybe he'd manifest some cool behaviors that I would be interested in. This is not one of them. This is not one of them.
Well, maybe this next TikTok will brighten some stuff cucking and stuff like that.
So there's actually a difference between cuckolding and hot wifing.
Oh.
And I'm here to explain the two.
Please.
But welcome to this unique side of TikTok that you never thought you'd probably stumble on.
Yeah, but Christina.
So in a hot wife relationship, you have a woman who has sexual relationships with other men with the husband's full consent. A husband enjoys seeing his wife pleasured by other guys because he can't fulfill a certain need for her.
Ooh.
Out in public, she enjoys attracting men's attention with her husband around. And there's a few ways you can spot her. She usually has the sluttiest outfit on and at the bar, and she's flirting outrageously with everybody. She'll usually have a charm bracelet on with pineapples or a queen of hearts.
Oh my God.
Lets you know she's in the black eyes. In a cuckold relationship, the woman is the dominant. She usually humiliates the husband by sleeping with other men, and he has no say-so. Like hot wifing, the cuck sees himself as the inferior lover. He can't fully pleasure his wife, so she seeks out alpha male. They call them bulls. Hit that like and follow button if you want to hear more.
So, you know, this guy I'm into. This I'm into.
Oh.
Because this is great information. Thank you, sir. Thank you for clarifying stuff.
This is the first time I've heard of hot wifing.
Me too. And he's right. And how about the bracelets and stuff with the Queen of Spades?
I didn't know anything about
that. That's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's great information. And thank you, sir, for that. I think accurate straight down the line. I don't know if there's a whole line of TikTok out there of people lecturing you about non-binary identities. Did Christina get any of that stuff and sexual identity? Does the whole like really getting deep into it? I find it all tedious and not nearly as pragmatic as this guy. So I want to see the Belfast, whatever that Belfast video was. That also intrigued me up there. Master of Accents, Belfast Girls. That sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. So let us know if you could understand what's being said here.
Uh-oh. Probably not.
Right, my friends. I'll do a wee shout-out for Jamie Lee Weir, who's up in the Muse. Jamie Lee, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. I got a cup locked in there. Yeah.
That's our wee Jamie Lee.
I love it. Are those non-binaries, males, females? What do we got here?
I mean, I don't know what they prefer. I'm just trying to figure out what they're saying.
Maybe they're saying that
they're non-binary.
I said, say hello. I got that far. So.
Yeah, and then one of the girls' names is Jamie Lee.
Okay. Keep going.
Hey, friends, I'll do a wee shout-out for Jamie Lee Weir, who's up in the Muse. Jamie Lee, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. I got a cup locked in there. Yeah.
I love
it. That's our wee Jamie Lee.
That could be Jimmy Lee.
Yeah, the
no more. You got no more for me.
The lady in the front might be named Jimmy.
No more for me.
I mean, from this is all we got at this club.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. All right, let me see.
Hello, everybody. I got a cup locked in there.
It's so good. I'm trying to learn Greek, and it sounds about the same to me.
You think that's Greek?
I want to see a horrible or hilarious pool because I've seen a lot of weird pool stuff on TikTok lately, and it's all been horrible. But I assume everybody's okay.
Oh, God.
Did he hit his head on the way by?
Yeah, he hit it on the side of the
okay,
pool.
Okay, two interesting observations there. That is a plastic pool. Watch how it hits. Listen.
Oh, God.
That was not concrete hitting. That was plastic. So that's why he's okay.
Wait, what? How could you tell?
You couldn't hear that?
Oh, God. Oh.
All right, I heard it on that one.
Yeah, it's plastic.
Yeah, you wouldn't have heard the conk if it was concrete.
Exactly.
Right?
Or it would have sounded like a melon, not like a... I don't know, plastic.
Right, it'd feel like meat hitting a hard thing.
Exactly.
I see.
And so he is okay. You can see he may have a little concussion or something, but he seems okay. So it's hilarious. It's hilarious. but how about the plastic pool surrounded by a concrete deck? That's so, kind of a nice touch.
I mean, it's actually pretty good for safety. Would you say that that's maybe what saved him from going completely talked after this?
Correct. Talked. However, I would argue that a plastic pool is a cool guy pool. That's another cool guy.
Oh, so so it's safer, but it's also cool.
It's cool, yeah.
It's cool, but it's safe.
It's cool. Think about it. It should be above ground. It should be an above ground pool.
No, but it's classy.
But it's in the cement, which is so cool. I want to stay with the Irish stuff. What about the drunk Irish guy update?
Oh yeah. So this is a. Maybe you could take a look at this guy and see what level of. Liver failure he's at, but this is another kind of like master of accents. Like, let's see if we could figure out what he's saying.
Yeah.
Something about lock the door, right?
That's good stuff.
That dude is cool.
Yeah.
That dude is so cool. He, got the coolest teeth. He's got a little TikTok eye. Notice that right there.
It's a little talked.
Of course it is. Christina brought this to us clearly.
No, I think this was just sent in, right, Zolo? Yeah, this was just sent in.
Wow. People are getting Christina's sensibilities, evidently. So I have no idea what he said. I don't know if he's drunk or impaired by... neurologically impaired or
right,
if he's just speaking Celtic
or
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I can't tell.
He can't tell if he's really drunk or just Irish.
I also think as I think about my own reaction to cool guys, there's a certain loveliness about some of them. You know what I mean? He's a lovely guy and I like lovely cool guys. The Satan cuckolding guy, mm-hmm. not so lovely. Mm. You know, nothing lovely about him. So I like the lovely cool guys. All right, let's see my menu again. I got a couple more before I finish up. What do you think? What do you like? More TikToks?
Ooh, you know what? Let's do another horrible or hilarious and figure out exactly
this
how
could
hard
this
can
be the fat
is.
Guy call? Fall, yep. The fat guy fall? Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. So let's see fat guy fall. Uh-oh, this is scary. This actually frightens me because it looks so, uh-oh, ice ahead. What's he carrying? Not too heavy.
I think insulation.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
So he was like standing still and then just kind of lost balance.
Yeah.
Which I could relate to.
That's hilarious because he probably messed up his ankle pretty good, but it's still hilarious. He did not break anything, I'm sure.
So how, hold on, let's just do a
let's
quick
do a,
play
yeah.
by play.
Okay. He's holding this, looks like stack of paper towels.
I think it's
or
like insulation.
Insulation
or,
paper towels or something.
Or a fake Christmas tree.
Toilet paper, I don't know. And he pulls it off to the side. It's no big deal. And he goes up a little slant and ice. Oh, yeah. It's his left leg. It's the left leg.
I thought it was the right leg.
No. Give me a little slow-mo again. Okay, we're going up.
Right.
And the left
the right
leg. Watch.
Oh,
see that left twist? Yeah, it's the left.
So the right leg slipped.
The left leg
and
the left
leg
takes
leg.
The heat. Yeah.
I see.
And I don't think he broke that ankle, but I think he got a bad sprain. And I'm sure it hurts. But sprains are hilarious. Sprains are hilarious. I guess it brings up, it begs the issue, do we laugh at Tom's injury or not laugh at it?
I think you have, I mean, with the context all around it, I think you, I mean, the first time I watched it, it definitely made me cringe a little bit.
Okay, so I did not laugh the first time because that was I could see the seriousness of the injuries, even though it was almost uncanny how it developed in that circumstance.
You could hear the snaps, too.
I could see how serious it was. However, when people put together the remix with it repeating with the great music behind it, the hip-hop music.
Right.
Hilarious.
See, so Drew, so I think that actually shows you what it's like to work here, is that at first you see a video, that really brings you to the edge.
Yeah.
And then over time, it gets beaten into your head for so long that you're like, this isn't so
I get
bad.
It.
Actually, I like
you
it.
You guys make lemons out of lemonade. I get it. I get it. But at what price does Zolo's soul? What price did that young man sold? That's what we're going to find out.
He's an adult.
He is our sort of control here. Like, he's our control study. We will see what happens to that young man's soul over time. Stay tuned, everybody. He's only 21. If I had known, I'm not sure I would have signed up for all this. But any event, keep getting all the merch at store.ymhstudios.com for merch. I want the Rational Revolution mug in everyone's hand. I want people asking you what that is, because I think that is cool. Truly cool. Dr. Drew After Dark, gmail.com for emails. I've got a whole stack of emails I have yet to go through. I will go through these, I promise. And as I said, lots of voice messages, 818-253-1693. We'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.